Good morning. It is Brian and Trisha. And as part of the AT&T Morning Line for the Kentucky Derby Festival, we have Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, Trisha. Great to be with you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us. So you've been the mayor of Louisville since 2010.
It's been a good ride, and there's been a lot of changes, I could tell you that, but nothing quite like this past year with here in Louisville and all over the country, obviously, with the pandemic and other activities. But, hey, it makes us stronger, and it makes us celebrate even more when good things are happening, like the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May.
What is your favorite part of Louisville?
Of Louisville? What's that got? It's the people. You know, that's what makes any city great, and it's people that are hospitable and compassionate, interesting. People from all over the world make us kind of a microcosm of all the possibilities that are out there, and so it's fun to be part of that and see the economy growing, see our hospitality industry booming, actually, and how we take advantage of our bourbon tourism by showcasing what's unique to us here in the Commonwealth. So, no, it's a great place. You know, you guys are just down the road. We're, you know, I like to joke, we're in metropolitan Elizabethtown here in Louisville.
There's so much to do in Louisville. What is your favorite little hotspot that might not be well known to everybody? Now, I'm asking you to give your secret away, but
yeah, right. Well, you know, that's like saying who your favorite child is. I really can't say that, but I can tell you there's a few new spots that are just opened up that are really fabulous. The new soccer stadium, Lynn Family Soccer Stadium. It's an easy drive for anybody to come down to one of the Louisville City games or the Racing Louisville, the women's pro soccer team. It's a beautiful, beautiful stadium. And while you're there, you're right around East Market Street, so we call that the Nulu area. The marketplace at Nulu has just opened up. It's a great combination of West 6 Brewery there and local restaurants. 1020 is a new brewery that's right around there. The Logan Street Market is not far away from there. So you could have a fabulous day or day and a half just doing that. And, of course, you know, if you want to check out museums and such, the Muhammad Ali Center is world-class, the Speed Art Museum, Louisville Slugger, Kentucky Derby Museum. We're seeing more and more tourism here of folks coming for three-day weekends type of deal. The advantage of being in E-Town is it's just 45 minutes away, but whatever you want, you can find it here.
And as far as the Derby, what are you going to be taking part in for the Derby this weekend?
Well, it's a little more quiet this year, obviously. We'll have about 50,000 people at the track as opposed to 150,000 people. But, of course, as mayor, I'll be right in the middle of all of that. And I'm hoping that we're going to have a great Louisville story. You know, we haven't had a Louisville trainer ever win the Derby, which is just bizarre. So I'm hoping that we're going to break that streak this year with Brad Cox. He grew up just two blocks away from the track. He's one of the elite trainers now, a graduate of Iroquois High School, and horse has a fabulous horse with essential quality.
All right. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right, Trish. Everybody come visit. Thank you.
Thank you. We are Quixie 98.3.